Yeah,
your credit card number.
It's now expired. It is 6 o'clock. We will go ahead and get started. I would like to call the Monday, February 7th, 2022 meeting to order. First, we have the Welcome Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody would stand. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have approval of the previous month's minutes. Everybody received the minutes via email. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as distributed?
No.
Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the minutes as distributed?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes as distributed.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next we have public comment. Dan Franklin was supposed to be here, but well, Stephanie's online, so I don't know whether they were doing it virtually or whether they were coming. Let's see who pops around the corner. No, oh. Perfect timing. You're up.
Good evening, Mayor Council. Thank you for having me. Just reason one. Show up tonight and introduce myself. I know a good bit of you in the room. Spent a couple years here. My name is Dan Frank. I'm running for sheriff in Caroline County. I'm currently the vice president of the county commissioners, and I just want to take a minute and if there's any questions anybody have, anything anybody wanted to know, I'd be more than happy to help out.
No. So, I mean, do you want to, I guess, share a little bit about your platform or, I guess, what your plans are for that position?
A little bit about myself. I've got a 22-year law enforcement career. Worked a couple years here in Fredericksburg, 17, and the town of Denton, where I retired from. Started my career, did 3 years in Pennsylvania, city of Carbondale. I'm in my second term as Caroline County Commissioner. Yes, that would be I'm in the eighth year, heading into the home stretch. Serve on many, many different boards. With the county, I'm on the Planning Commission. I'm on the Local Drug and Alcohol Abuse Council. Serve on the Tourism Board. The first vice chair of the Midshore Regional Council. Member of the Fellowsburg Lions Club. Also a member and past state trustee of the Caroline FOP Lodge 118 for Carroll Local Police. As far as what I'm looking at with running for sheriff is law enforcement as a whole right now is kind of at a crossroads, if you will. Biggest issue facing us now in Caroline County is manpower. Sheriff's office has recently lost six deputies to various other law enforcement agencies. They normally have full staff. They have a patrol complement of 20, so you can see what six does to that. Losing six or seven people is a huge hit. My goal is to, if elected, restore our sheriff's office to full staff and to obviously ensure the safety of our county citizens. That's first and foremost responsibility. I have a lot of experience having been a county commissioner, upper level personnel management. I currently have two direct report staff and 11 department heads. I believe Caroline County overall, if you count part-time employees, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 515. So, that's definitely a lot of good experience that I can put to work. The other part is budgeting. When I was first elected, our budget was somewhere, I believe it was $38 million. This past fiscal year, Caroline County's budget was $52 million. There's inside that, the sheriff's office budget is approximately $4.5 million. I'm quoting off the top of my head. But in order to operate, obviously I have to manage that responsibly. The, like I said, the biggest thing now with law enforcement is evolution. And when I say that, the way that we do business is evolving, and as are the rules that govern us in law enforcement. So, again, probably another big thing is cooperation. Here in Caroline County, we have 328 square miles, I believe. We have municipal police departments, Fredericksburg, Denton, Greensboro, Ridgely. Fredericksburg and Denton and the Sheriff's Office have the distinction of being the 24-hour police departments here. So obviously, there needs to be a pretty substantial degree of cooperation between the Sheriff's Office and all of the municipal departments, but much more so those of them that are here for 24 hours. Very important. So, a lot of times, I know, having worked here for a couple years and worked night shifts, the feeling is sometimes you're forgotten and you're down here alone. Well, due to call volume, sometimes you are down here alone. I would like to change the personnel deployment model slightly where I have more people on the road. That is another big goal, is to make sure that we have ample coverage at all times to handle anything that we can that comes out. Maryland State Police is 24 hours. They generally have two troopers assigned to the county. The way that it is now, like right this minute, on any shift, the sheriff's office has two deputies. So one person in Fredericksburg, one person in Denton, if both of those agencies are up to staff, you're looking at 33,000 people between the hours of usually 2 and 7 a.m. that are being tended to by six officers. And I would love to see that increase. Love to be able to do that. Main thing, being elected sheriff again, have a lot of law enforcement experience to pull on, have a lot of personnel management experience, a lot of governing experience, a lot of budget experience. But the main thing is, if your people don't want to work for you, you're lost. You've got to be the person that they want to work for and that they want to, it inspires them to go out and do their job and do it well. That is my absolute goal, is to be the boss that I would want to work for. I think I've given a fair amount of hot air.
Yes, sir. What town do you live in?
Thank you for asking that. I'm in the Fredericksburg zip code. I'm in Smithville. Well, about 8 minutes from here, give or take. Not too far from the lake. Some folks call that God's country. I kind of like it. But, living in the southern end of the county, definitely, I won't say that I'm partial to the southern end of the county. However, living down here, being involved down here in the community has really, really, really helped me get to know dynamics, how things work, who does what. Working here for 2 years, I would like to think that I have a jump start on not only who the good people are, but who the bad people are, too.
Does anybody have any questions?
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. So I think as far as all of the folks in the government body, aside from Mr. Dury, I think I've worked with every one of you at one point in some capacity or another. I'm looking forward to continuing some very, very solid working relationships.
And when's the election?
June 28th.
Okay.
As of right now, there's three Republican candidates, none on the Democratic side yet.
And that's primary.
That's right. Yeah, right. The primary is June 28th, but the filing deadline is February 22nd. If it stays the way it is right now, then what that'll mean is the primary will be for all the marbles.
Sounds good. Is anybody else? Any good? Everybody good?
No comments, no questions?
All right.
Critiques? It's the only time I'm going to ask.
Thanks, Dan. Good
Thank
luck.
You guys.
We appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks, Dan.
Take care.
Thanks. Okay, before we get to the next part of public comment, I would like to apologize. We did not have on the agenda the invocation, so if I could have Pastor Messick give his invocation. I'm sorry, I didn't have you on my agenda. I apologize.
That's okay. Thank you. I'm Pastor Larry Messick for Church of God. I'm the interim pastor there, and I recently retired from ministry and moved back here to pastor my home church.
Nice.
And it occurs to me that the last time I was in this building was to see an Elvis Presley movie.
So that's been a minute.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we ask you for your blessing upon these hours, this council chamber, and those that are planning for the progress and safety of our community. We ask you for great wisdom, patience, and harmony as they work together to make it a better community. Thank you, O Lord. Give guidance where needed. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Okay, next we have, is there anybody else for a public comment? Larry.
Time for last call for public comment.
Yes. That was a cue.
Sorry, I was in a public comment. Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council. Thank you all for giving some time this evening for this. My name is Corey Pack. I'm from the big city of Easton. I'm also on the Talbot County Council. I've been serving there for four terms. I'm finishing up this year. I know Dan from Mako and some other places with Caroline County, and so it sounds like you guys have a good selection here. I don't know whether Randy's not running again. Is that the case?
Correct. Correct. He's not running again.
And the great work of Randy. He really has been. I'm here today not to talk about any political business, thank God, with you, but I'm here to tell you about another activity that I've been doing with the town of Fredericksburg and also with the town of Denton for the past 17 years. And that's the Martin Luther King Basketball Classic. Every year since 2006, we have been bringing students from the Colonel Middle School over to Easton to participate in a Dr. Martin Luther King Basketball Classic. Let me go back just a bit and then move back forward. Underneath the O'Malley administration, there was a program called Safe Hotspots, if you remember that, and certain areas of the state were designated as hotspot areas, and that meant that these areas had a propensity for high crime rates, low home ownership, and some other negative socioeconomic factors that were showing up on our crime report data. I've also worked 25 years in public probation before retiring. Ran the office in Denton for a while, the office in Easton, Cambridge, Pamlico County, so I've been up and down the shore for the last 25 years. And so from hotspots, we had an idea of how to address the young people. There was a lot of attention with prone probation, with the local municipal police, with MSP, Housing Authority, and trying to address the adults who were committing these criminal acts. We know that 2% of your population commits approximately 95% of your crime. That's a proven negative. So, but what about the children? What about these young people? And how do we get them and get their attention? So we came up with an idea of trying to break down some of these geographical barriers. The Choptank River separates Talbot County and Caroline County, and the Big Choptank separates Talbot County from Dorchester County in the south. So how can we get these kids together for one day just to play together as a team? So we came up with this idea to bring kids in from the Tri-County middle schools. We put them on a team. We just pick them out of a hat. So you may have three kids from Fellowsburg and two kids from Easton and three kids from Macy's Lane playing on one team. The other team may have two kids from Carinal and two kids from Macy's Lane and two kids from Easton Middle School. So the teams are very diverse that way. So you're not playing with your friends. You may have driven over on the bus with your friends, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to end up on a team with your friends. And that's because we're trying to instill what Dr. King was all about, was breaking down barriers, making sure that we understand that we all are in this together, and we wanted these young men and boys to play together. So in 2006, we came together, we brought kids over from the Tri-County area, and we let them play a day of just basketball under this new team concept. It grew over the years, and we had more and more kids coming out and wanting to play. We installed different other activities. We did an MLK essay contest, which the kids participate and win an award. We do a half-court shot in which kids can come out and go at half-court, and if they hit that shot, they can win $150.
Nice.
And we have one kid here from Caroline County. His name was Colt. I can't remember Colt's last name. And he won it 2 years in a row, back-to-back.
Nice.
Back-to-back. And that was just something that, as an addition. We feed them lunch, so they come over, and we have lunch ready for them. Because it's an all-day event, we're playing games at the Eastern Middle School, as well as right across the street at the YMCA, if you're familiar with Peachtree in Eastern. And so games run all day long, both venues. And so we have lunch there. We have Eastern Police helping out with traffic back and forth. We have Denton Police officers come over. And we also Tom Wolf, who was an officer here many, many years ago in the town of Fellowsburg. Tom was great to work with. He and your former mayor, Betty Ballas. Betty coordinated all of our concession stands for us for a number of years. He ran two concession stands for the kids and for all guests that came and watched their young students play. It's been great to be a part of this activity. As it grew, as I said before, we started adding on different things onto this day. And one of the things that we added on was called the MLK Image Award. And that award is given to a citizen who still exemplifies the life and legacy of Dr. King, who is still fighting for equality, who is still giving back and paying it forward in his community. And we've had several great people here in the town of Fellowsburg who were recipients of that award. Tom Wolf was our first recipient of that award. James Jackson won it. Brad Pluchak won it. Betty Ballas won it. Stanford Ricks won it from this area. So, and it's I don't select them, so it's always great to hear their bio and find out all the great things that people are doing. You know, we hear so much negativity in the news and these horror stories in the news, but it's good to know that you have hometown heroes, let me put it that way, who are still doing the best they can to help these young people out. And so we want to make sure we recognize them and give them their applause. Cynthia Fletcher was also a winner here from Fellowsburg as well. MLK, we had to postpone our event this year because we couldn't get 100 kids with COVID into the gym. We also had to postpone it last year, also because of COVID numbers. So working with Dr. McGuire in Talbot County, the organizer felt that we just could not go forward in good consciousness with the activities this year. But we wanted to not let it go and not recognize the citizens who are still doing the work that Dr. King started so many years ago. And I'm here tonight just to bring up Pastor White here with us. Not okay. I think Pastor Thomas White was supposed to be here to actually read the bio of the recipient for the town of Fellowsburg.
He will be here soon.
Well, I don't know if Father here is going to last that long.
He just called me and invited me to come here tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Merles, Let me call you to the podium. I don't know where Mr. White is, but can I ask you to come up here with me? Okay, I don't want to belabor our time here. I want to be sensitive to the council's time. This year's recipient of your Frederick Douglass, I'm one of Frederick Douglass Honor Society as well. I apologize. I'm on too many committees. Of the Dr. Martin Luther King Image Award from the town of Fredericksburg. And Miss Lulu Burles.
Yes.
So I want to present this to you.
Surprise!
Thank you.
Chrissy, if you can come up with it, we'd like to take a picture with you. You're welcome. It's very hard to surprise people these days, and they were able to pull it off for sure.
Much of the cables, I know.
I know.
You should have been a boxer.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for all you do. We appreciate it.
Some hard punches your way, and you've dodged them.
But I'm gonna step away since Pastor White is not here. I don't know whether you want to share with council any of your activities. I don't know about you. I do apologize. That's why I rely on the organizers to tell me who their recipient is. So
thank you so much. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. this is my upgrading voice about what happened tonight. Pastor Thomas didn't tell me, but he just called me and said, there's a meeting at the council in town that I need you to join tonight. Really, thank you all for doing this. My name is Gerard Melis. But everybody knows me as Lulu. Mm-hmm. My husband is Lou. I'm from Haiti. You know, in Haiti, when you're married, they call you by your husband name. Everybody knows me as Lulu. I came to the United States in 1990, and I attended ESL class at Fredericksburg Elementary School. Just learned my English and been in the community for about 30-some years. And first, I started Lulu's Mini Market Bar in town in 2001. So I've been there in the community. Then went to Chester College and got working with ESL student at the elementary school about 2005, working around school as a bridge, as a translator, and as a liaison, again, working the bridge between the English and Haitian. I've been serving the community first, since. I've been, and then I moved from Blue Market to Ebenezer School here, and I've been doing like after school program for all this year. I served between elementary school, middle school, and high school, working in the community, and since 2006, I've been in the area helping the community to communicate with the Haitian and English at school. Then now I am a COVID-19 response team serving the community. So I've been doing all this, and everybody's appreciate the work I do for the community. And tonight I feel so proud, so happy to see the work that I've been doing here has been appreciated. I thank you all for doing this, and I thank Pastor Thomas for invited me here. I didn't know it was all this for me. I didn't know what I was doing was really appreciated, but I feel like it's so great. And that made me feel like doing more for the town. And I thank you all. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Thomas. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And thank you for all you're doing for the community. We really appreciate it. Pastor Thomas, do you want to say something?
My name is Pastor Thomas from the Federal Church of Nazarene, right outside of the town. I know Miss Lulu for about 20 years. I came in 2002 at the Federal Church of Nazarene, knowing that when I first came, she was a translator for the kids, also working with the parents that used to have a lot of trouble as far as trying to raise the kids the way their mom raised them in Haiti, violating the schools, and all these problems with mom and dad and families. And Miss Lulu was the best fit to not only help the kids register to school, get the social service help and in the health department, but also working with parents and how to raise the kids here in the United States and navigate through the system. And since then, she's been working in diverse groups, ESL, and I know she started ESL for the Haitian, also working in the school, elementary school, middle school, and high school. And now, for the last 2 years, she's been involving with COVID-19, help us with the testing, the vaccination, and having all the churches around and all the Haitian community, even in Delaware side. We really appreciate what you do for the community. And not only you do, Lulu Market is one of the market where the Haitians feel like always showed up for their food. And we appreciate what the city is doing and what the town is doing, and also what you do.
Amen.
Thank
you.
So much.
No,
thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anyone else for public comment? I don't think you can top that. That's awesome. Okay, next we have the Aquacon request for road access off the Frank Adams Industrial Way cul-de-sac.
You're right, that's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, it is a tough act to follow.
At least it's got you a feeling.
Can I stand up here?
Yeah, but sure.
A lot of this needs pointing and stuff. So what you have in front of you is the overall site plan. It's first page of the site plan for the purpose of giving you reference to what I'm here to talk about. And by the way, we are coming in on the 22nd with the full site plan submittal for the Planning Commission. They'll take their the action we'll be looking for is preliminary approval, and then following and including any of their comments, then we'll be in for final at the next meeting. Part of that site plan review process will take a look at the access points that we're proposing for the project. And as you can see on this sheet here, this is the proposed permanent access into the project site. And it comes off of the cul-de-sac on Frank Adams Road. And what we encounter at that point to get in on the site is a path to cross a small piece of town-owned land. And that isn't that big a deal. We can work with you on easements, or we can look at you for fee approval, either way you like. But it does involve a piece of forest conservation area. And if you look at the second sheet, you can see more closely that the area that's hatched on this plan, this is currently in forest conservation. It was done when the industrial park was prepared as part of one of the requirements. Our proposal is to disturb about 2,400 square feet of forest that's in that forest conservation area. The entire area that I'm talking about as far as for easement or fee is 3,700 square feet. So it's not a big area. We would propose to relocate that disturbed forest area on the adjacent wooded areas. And if necessary, we think that probably it would be a mitigation, so of at least two to one. So we would double the forest area, and it would be adjacent to the conservation area that you already have. So tonight I'm not looking for any action, per se, unless you all say, oh, that's wonderful, good to go. But in case you're not quite ready for that, I'd like to have you see what we're looking for. The Planning Commission's going to have to look at this road alignment, make sure they agree on how we're proposing to get in. If you look at this area here, what we're proposing to do is just add asphalt so that this is all unified asphalt.
Okay. Entrance and way. Then the red section is of the easement across the property that you're
that's
looking
right.
for.
That's right. The red section is town-owned property. And the you can see the roadway going through, but we would have to have disturbance adjacent to the road to build it. So once the Planning Commission sees this, and if they agree with the alignment and the proposed improvements, then we'll prepare a plat, which would either be an easement plat or a fee simple plat. And that's a decision that you have to make tonight, but we're good either way. If you can think about that, and then we will include in the site plan process the area where that additional forest is going to be located. So the only thing tonight is if you said, "Oh no, we don't want to do it."
Right.
If you say, "Yeah, we're going to," you know, we would be inclined to do it subject to everybody's approvals and everything, then we can move forward. And I didn't want to go to the Planning Commission with a requirement that involves some town-owned land without you having a chance to review it.
So at first glance, are you guys okay with working with them to grant the easement?
I am.
Yeah.
Councilman
no
Wilman.
Problem here.
Okay, so the one thing that I would like to know is that, is there, like, if we would have like a MOU or a maintenance agreement, like as far as plowing, paving, like that the town would not incur, you know, any, you know, maintenance on that particular section.
That's right. And that's,
that,
and that would be
using.
The main difference between establishing an easement or negotiating and handling a deed of transfer. If it was a deed of transfer, we own it, we're responsible
right.
for it, period.
Right.
Which
if
I
it,
would prefer.
Yeah. I think so, too.
So we're going to show the area, and then I'll be back to you after the Planning Commission meeting, at your next meeting, with a, with the necessary documents. And if it's the consensus of the council, then we would set it up as a fee simple transfer with a deed and we can evaluate all the terms, but is that the?
I think as a general consensus, we would just do a deed transfer. Phillips.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll come back to you with that, with the deed, with the plat, and then we can either we'll do something with it then. But I want to make sure the Planning Commission's okay with the road line and location. Okay.
Okay.
That was my deal tonight.
Sounds good.
And I didn't get any awards.
I think you got the better end of the deal.
I'll clap for you. I'll clap for you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
you very
you.
Much.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
You want to walk up to do this? Maybe give me a chance to get in the fire.
Yeah, you got a good one.
Yeah. I have additionally, but I'll leave this hard copy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda, we have the ClearPoint strategy program demonstration, and Ahmad is online.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yes, yes. We can.
Okay, great. Hi, so excited to be joining you all today to share a bit about ClearPoint. I have very short presentation prepared. Larry and I have connected a few times before this. So thank you again for letting me join. I'll start sharing my screen, kind of go walk through a high-level overview of the tool, and I'll leave about 5 minutes for questions at the end if anybody has any. Does that sound good?
So if you can, just hold on 1 second. I'm going to give everybody the Zoom link. Since we're all here, we generally are just here. So let me
okay.
just see if I can write it down.
It's on the agenda, right?
Yes,
it's
the link
same
is
one.
On the agenda. We need a projector. Mm-hmm. We can mount it right on the pole.
Turn it sideways. Thank you.
You guys got the link down there?
Yeah, I'm joining.
Okay.
The host won't let me.
Well, I'm letting you in now. I'm just thinking, oh, wait, I need to let you in.
I'm going to look at this. Is that easier?
Oh, you're in the background. You're blurred.
Good. Oh, yeah, you definitely are.
I can probably fix it.
That's all right. You're on the album.
No, no, no.
Okay, we're ready for you.
Okay, perfect. So since the host has disabled participation sharing, are you able to give me access somehow?
Yep, hold on. I had to mute Debbie.
Yeah, I tried to.
Turn your speakers.
There we go. Sorry.
Okay, you should be able to present.
Can you all see my screen?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. So what I've opened this up to right now is the welcome page that I created last week. It's just a quick mock-up of what it could look like for Federalsburg's strategic plan. So to give you a little bit of background, ClearPoint, the software, helps with managing strategy, executing on the strategic plan, and then also tracking progress on an ongoing basis, and also tracking your projects that you might be working on. So what we open this up to here is the strategic priorities that you all have outlined, things like effective use of ARPA funds, town boards and the committee, the initiatives that you have going on, any metrics that you're looking to track, that's all in here. So you can kind of get an idea of what this would look like, and then from here, you can actually start jumping into any of these objectives or measures to get more details around this. So really it takes all the information that you have in your emails, in any files, it brings all of that into one place. So it's very well organized, really easy to track, and also just get an indication of how things are going. We've got status indicators here showing you when things are on target, or if they're falling a little behind, or if they're really behind. These are all criteria that you all would set in advance, that way you know what these status symbols mean. Any questions before I navigate into one of the measures pages?
I have one, but I'm going to wait and see if you cover it.
Okay, sounds good. So for the demo portion of this, I'm actually going to switch over to our Metropolis City Scorecard, which is just the made-up city that we have in here. Again, you can see that we've got a strategy plan outlined here, and if I click into any of these elements, for example, safe and prepared community, I can start getting more details around what's going on here, what is safe and prepared community, what is the analysis, who on the team or the council is responsible for tracking this, and you can also start seeing the metrics that are tied to this goal. So I can see that the EMS response time is in the red, and I can click in here, start seeing more of the data points. Again, start seeing the analysis recommendations. Here I could say who is working on this, so it could be Larry working on it, assign him as an owner. And then down here, we've got the measured data. So what I'm doing every month is coming in here, adding in my updates. So maybe for the month of December, it was actually closer to 15, so I'll go ahead and add that in. Hit save, and you'll see this update in the chart here as well. So now you can see the actual has been updated. So all of the data entry, all of the evaluation, it's all happening within the tool. So you can have a lot of different measures here, a lot of different initiatives that you're tracking, and then all of this can be pulled into various reports. One report that I think is very popular and helps analyze what's going on is this dashboard view, which lets you see all the metrics along with their data, the targets, the different charts, all pulled into one page, making it just really easy to track the way things are trending and if they're on target. From here, again, I can dive into any of these to get more details around the data and get more of the story behind it. But essentially, every member of your team who is responsible for any aspect of the strategy will come in, provide their updates, and all of that gets pulled into these reports automatically without having to do any sort of manual work around it. Any questions on the dashboard or the measures page that we just took a look at?
No, I'm good.
Okay, we're good for the next section.
That's good. So I know one thing that was mentioned to me being really important is being able to export this information, whether it's into report for your meetings or for the public. So for the reports for your meetings, you can create briefing books within ClearPoint. So I've actually created one here titled Monthly Meeting Pre-Read. And all I have to do is click plus and go into the report to start selecting what information I want as part of this. So I can click into my scorecards and say maybe I want that welcome page and I want to be able to see the dashboard that we just took a look at and I want all the different detail pages that are linked to that dashboard. I can then go ahead and schedule this report to be created every month. So let's just say the first Monday of every month, Monday morning, we want this report sent out to the team. So that way it's all prepared ahead of the meeting. You can read through it, come prepared with your questions, and you can also select who would receive this. So anybody who has account access would be able to see this report in ClearPoint and also receive it via email automatically again. Once you set it up the first time, you don't have to keep going back in here and setting it up again. I did generate the report so you can kind of see what that looks like. It's very much what you see is what you get. So what we've been looking at inside of ClearPoint, that welcome page, the detail page, the dashboard, it's all in here. This can be printed out. You can view it on your laptop. It's clickable, so I can click around here and go right into the detail pages. Just a really helpful way to see all the information in one place. Any questions around the briefing books?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. And then another way that you can share information is via this HTML export, which is a really great way of sharing information publicly. So this could live on your website. It's created the same way. So you're just going in here, clicking this plus icon and creating a link along with the name, choosing the contents of your report. And also you can set it to run on the schedule as well. So maybe every month it runs and updates on your website. An example of this is the City of Baytown. They're one of our clients, and they actually use this feature on their website to share progress on how their strategic plan is going. So if you click in important links to this community scorecard, you'll see that they have their ClearPoint scorecard essentially published this live web link. So then you can go in here and see all the strategic directives. They've got this homepage here. If I click into any of these, now I can start seeing the different metrics they're tracking. You don't have to share details around the data, but it's always helpful to have some charts, to have general analysis description. I think that generally stakeholders will find that really helpful. And it's a great way, again, to just share information out. Any questions around the HTML export?
Nope, I think we're good.
Okay. So one last aspect of the tool that I wanted to share today, just to keep it very brief and high level, is this My Updates feature, which will allow your team to come in and just see exactly what they're responsible for. So even though you might be tracking 50 different metrics, they're assigned to different members of the team. It's not just one person providing all those updates. So to make it really easy for the users, all they have to do is click into My Updates here, see exactly what they're responsible for updating. And you don't have to navigate away from this page. You just click this green pencil icon. Takes you into that page directly without leaving this tab. And now I can start providing my updates. I can say maybe I completed this milestone. So that will go ahead and update everywhere that this milestone is linked to. I can double click here to start updating my description. Hit save. Mark this task as completed and move on to the next one. So it's a really, really easy update process just to make it as easy as possible for you to get the information that you need and for your team to provide that information to you. So like I said, this is a very, very high level look at the tool. Larry and I have gone more in depth. There's a lot more that ClearPoint can do in terms of managing projects, managing meetings, really a wide range of features and information depending on how you all plan on using this, but just wanted to keep it high level for today to introduce you to the tool and get an idea of how you're feeling about it and also just answer any specific questions you might have.
Great, thank you. I do have a few questions. I made notes and then we'll check with everybody else. Is it a site license or per user?
So we have a couple of different plans. The plan that we've discussed working for your team is the professional plan. That comes with 10 full access users and 25 browsers. So a total of 35 users. And from there, if you want to add additional users, you can throughout the year, throughout the length of your membership.
Okay. And so we can use this. So if we wanted to use it as general task assignment, does it have to be tied to like a project, or we would just have like a general overall like town of folder, and that's where mm-hmm. we could randomly assign?
Yep, absolutely. So it doesn't need to be linked to any sort of strategic priority. Under this action items, you can always go in here and just have specific action items that stand alone and might have owners who are assigned to them. So totally up to you how you want to use this, but you can definitely have standalone tasks.
Okay, great. And then the other question, where is this hosted?
This is hosted in the U.S. We use AWS. It's hosted on the cloud.
Is it U.S. servers only?
It is, yes.
Okay. And how about security as far as, like, does it have multi-factor authentication, or did people just have usernames?
Yep, we do. We have multi-factor authentication. You'll have your own username and password in here, so you will be able to go in here and assign users. And you can also assign the level of permission that you want to provide them. So they could just come in here, view and download report, or they could have full access. And then under security, you can enable two-factor or SSO authentication.
Okay, great. Those are my questions. Councilman Willoughby?
With the package that you're talking about, what is the mm-hmm. Technical support that comes with it, or is it a pay-as-you-go?
You do have technical support. You'll have an assigned account manager who will be in here to support you. We'll start you off with a kickoff call, and we'll do some implementation and support at the beginning. So we'll actually help you with the setup and the training, and our team will be there really every step of the way. All that technical support is in-house, so we have our own in-house consultants. They are managed by our Director of Customer Success, Joseph Luco. They're all based out of Arlington, Virginia. So they'll be here on call for you. Within ClearPoint, you can reach us via chat if you ever have a question within our business hours, which are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be in here and you can respond within a few minutes. Email responses are generally expected within 4 hours. And you can also reach us via phone and screen share. Kind of like the way that we're doing right now.
Okay. So there's no additional cost then for technical support for the life of the license?
No, there isn't. It's all included as part of that one package.
That's all I have. You asked my hosting question.
Captain Phillips?
I don't have any questions.
Oh, the only thing it's towards Larry. Is this in addition to TopDoc or to replace it?
This would be in addition.
Okay.
But things could move. If you can share the file, right or wrong, correct me. We can still maintain our own shared drive files and move those files over to the workbook, right?
Yep, absolutely. So you could save all your documents in here. You can upload files and attachments within ClearPoint and link them to specific objectives or measures. And you can also maintain your own information base.
Okay. That was it. Thank you.
And there's no limit to the number or to the amount of information that you can store in ClearPoint.
Okay. Great. Does anybody else have any other questions?
My question is, it would be just internally. It's only as good as making sure the data is being entered into it. So just how that flows. But that's an internal thing.
Right? Yeah,
I have questions along that line, mm-hmm. not so much on the program itself.
Okay, great. Well, I think the rest of our comments are about our internal processes and how we're going to make sure we use it to the best of its ability. Because like Rob said, garbage in is garbage out, and anything that if we don't use it the way it's designed, then it's kind of a waste of money. We would like to be able to do that, so...
yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Just wanted to say we'll be here to support you. And in terms of best practices, we do run monthly and biweekly in-person events with our director of community, Laura Chandler. She's actually been in the local gov space for, I think, 20 plus years, helping with strategic planning. So she has really a wealth of information that she'll share throughout your partnership with us.
Great.
But thank you again. Let me know if you have any other questions. I'll be happy to help via email or happy to jump on a one-on-one call as well.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Absolutely. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Next, we have the request for a connection to public wastewater utility for 616 Academy Avenue.
Madam Mayor, members of council, we've got a request from the property owner of 616 Academy, which is just out of town. There are currently water customers that got a private septic system that is has in their, according to their letter, in a failing state, and they'd like to tap onto the public wastewater.
So pursuant to our town code, the only reason that we can extend sewer outside of town, we have to make exceptions to the rule, and we have to, there has to be proof that it is in truth failing. So do we have the backup documentation that says that it's failing and that requires them to either replace it or hook up?
Not received yet.
Okay. So I'm certain, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy as long as they can prove that the need to have it done, because that's what we have to have in order to make the exception based on the town code, then I would like to see the the report stating as such. And then just if, for the record, if we were to grant the exception, it's understood that we will, the town of Fettlesbury will not incur any cost to tie into the sewer line. The cost for sewer outside of town limits, debt service fee is $164.90, and the per 1,000 gallon rate is $7.90 billed quarterly. And then there is the also the sewer connection fee of $2,500, which is in addition to any labor and material that is physically done by the town in connection with the installation. And so just to make sure they're all aware of that.
The applicant's letter specifically addresses the $2,500 connection fee. Charge on
where's the closest sewer line now? Next door?
If not next door, across the street.
It's close. And then the other thing is, that's not listed that I see anywhere, all the other property owners out there had assigned a understanding that if we go to annex all that in, they will not fight it. Right. I'll make sure that's also done with them.
I'm looking at that layout. We really should just take all that out to the bypass.
Well,
just following the guidelines.
Four houses on the other side of the road, and the biggest property owner on that side of the road have all already agreed to be annexed in. So
right.
Almost half the property's already got agreements with us that when we're ready, they can't argue. So
right.
Is this their primary residence?
It's not.
It's a rental.
That's okay.
Does anybody have any other questions? Okay, so if we can get the proof submission from them, then...
And our town attorney works on the annexation agreement or no? I don't want to put our town attorney on something that may wind up being a no as well.
Right. I think that's probably a discussion for a different meeting. We can at least... help them out with the sewer. I think that we need to look at the map, the plot map, and start to analyze the whole area of what needs to be done and what we need to pull in. Does anybody have any other questions on that?
No. No. I was just curious of how far that sewer extended down Academy.
I was wondering that too. Like, if we know, like, how far out that it actually, I mean, they have our water, but they don't have our sewer. But how far out?
Yeah, I didn't.
Does it actually run?
It's out. It's probably halfway out there.
Oh, okay.
From Charles Street to the roundabout, maybe not quite half.
Oh, okay.
The first three houses on the other side of the road already have it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that's all it is. It's just the three,
yeah,
if I recall correctly.
The first one on the other side.
Oh, what did we just? Maybe we just ran through their yard. At some point, but
I mean, not if nobody's. I think he's connected too. I'm pretty sure. I didn't look that up.
Yeah, it's been a while, but
Okay. Next we have the appointment of Councilman Windsor to the Planning and Zoning Commission. It was discussed at our January 29th strategic planning meeting to start taking a meeting with the committees, and Councilman Windsor expressed interest in being on the Planning and Zoning Commission as our representative. Can I have a motion to approve Councilman Windsor's appointment to Planning and Zoning?
Move to appoint Ed Windsor as the council's representative on Planning and Zoning.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Congratulations, Councilman Windsor.
Or
right? Good stuff going on, you got? Okay, next we have the 2021 State of the Town Annual Report. Town Manager DeReed.
Madam Mayor, members of the Council, an informational report. Just to let you know, today I'm going to be presenting to the Mayor and Council in the middle of this month, so probably give it another week or 9 days or so. Our annual report, and this annual report, again, as it says, highlights and the organization's commitment to transparency and helps town staff better monitor progress on goals and objectives. It also allows the public to see what it is we've been doing exactly in the last 12 months. This works in addition to the things that we have to do by way of requirement, such as the various reports that we file to Maryland Department of Environment or the annual audit report. Some of that data will be in this report, but otherwise it's an account of the year's activities. The departments all file a weekly report. This is a way to distill those significant achievements from the weekly report into a single document that can be monitored over time. As I laid out there, typically what's included by way of the bullet points, a letter from the mayor detailing the high level accomplishment and updates from the previous year, which basically serves as the state of the town, the overview of the organization's vision, mission, and values that help with the information and perspective, an organizational chart, which helps with the visual representation of the municipal government and administrative structure. And right now, if anyone's looking for the org chart, they can't find it, myself included. Noteworthy awards or recognitions that we've received by the town from outside sources, departmental overview that details the different divisions of the department, the number of staff and the main functions of the department. Right now that's in a less than comprehensive way on the website. Accomplishments and events to include any major or special undertakings over the past year. Ongoing calendar of noteworthy events, including holiday and special events, major planned construction or maintenance projects. So you not only have that in the year of, but over time you can track progress. Think of Old Denton Road water main as an example. You have the information there on the boards and committees meeting schedule, including digital access information and links on the town website, and then department contact information. So it's a start. The first year will be probably a little bit more unbalanced than years over time. It's not to say that every one of those items deserves equal representation in an annual report, but they all deserve to be in an annual report. And again, that's separate and distinct from the annual financial report, the audit, and some of the things, again, like the water report that we have to file by way of statutory obligations to the state. No statutory obligation to do this. This is for the good of our organization to track ourselves internally, hold ourselves accountable internally, and also for the public at whatever level they are, businesses, private residents, people looking to move here, people looking to invest here, as to what it is the town is exactly up to. And trust and be able to, in a year document, again, it's an annual report, so don't expect it to be updated every month. That's not the nature of the annual report. But the annual report basically serves as that year's encyclopedia, pulled down and move forward from there. So that's where we are. And again, we currently don't present much information in a graphic way, including our budget, but just line item. And our budget doesn't show any progress or accountability. It shows you budgeted this, you spent this.
okay, great, there's a level of accountability in that, but you know, what have you gotten for it at the end of the day? What have been the outcomes? And there's no outcomes. This is a way to at least list our outcomes and, again, on an internal level, hold ourselves accountable, and on an external level, be able to present information. So, that's the annual report.
Okay, I like it. I think it's a great idea to be able to start sharing more information, and we have so many projects and stuff that's going on. I think it's a it's a good start to start sharing information and getting stuff out there that's happening. Does anybody have any questions?
I don't have any questions, but I echo that sentiment. I think it's great to be more transparent, and I think a lot of our residents have no idea what's going on, and this will be a nice little summary, you know, even if it's yearly, you know, and it does hold us accountable, so.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Our challenge, again, is this is going to be easy for digital folks, and it's going to be a lot tougher for the non-digital folks.
Correct.
Short of printing it up and putting it in the mail. And frankly, I don't want to incur that kind of cost, but we have to think about something that, because that's where we're sort of not as successful as I think we should be, just getting the information out in a non-digital format.
Could we do a presentation? I mean, not right away, I mean, but maybe in the spring, or I don't know, like a public forum, so those people could at least come and see an overview of it. I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, I mean, we you know.
But it's getting people here, I realize that, but at least we've made the effort.
Right, because otherwise, you know, you would put boards up in the lobby. Well, not a lot of people come to our lobby, and we don't have a great lobby for that. So there's no auditorium, because otherwise you're right. These things would be up around the auditorium. They'd be sort of standing boards. People can look old in road water company project or the log cabin or you know, whatever your particular thing is.
We could do it up at Lyons Hall. I mean, that could be a venue for that.
Or it could travel. I mean, it could travel. And that's another alternative. Put it up on boards and take it around.
The other option is put it in the police windows. Like if you printed it big enough, right? Those windows are big enough. We could do some boards with, you know, display boards and graphics and, you know, some bulleted items of what we accomplished, and maybe post it in the glass windows there. And anybody that can't get to the digital copy can combine at least see, you know, some of the more of the information.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Or just print 20 copies on a printer, GBC bond. At our board event, you know, the annual report is on the table in the lobby while you wait. You know what I mean? So just having a couple, 20 people come grab and print 10 more. see what it is.
Okay, great. Does anybody have any other questions? Mm-hmm. All right. Next we have Mayor and Council Action Items. Councilman Windsor?
Oh, nothing there, but I would like to request at least a 10-minute closed session after this.
Okay.
On finance.
Councilman Sewell?
I wanted to ask about the huge magnolia limb that is sitting on West Central and Bonavista. It's been there for weeks with safety tape on it. Is that the homeowner's responsibility?
Yes, because that limb is not yet fallen.
No, it's still attached to the tree.
Therefore, it's on the property owner. And the permit tech and code enforcement officer and I had our drive around, and that is the specific thing we talked about this morning.
I've actually had people start complaining to me about it because there's a lot of walkers and kids that go up and down that sidewalk, and obviously it's...
Well, the bus stop at West Central is at the triangle.
Yes.
So. Yeah. So the limb needs to be removed by the property owner because otherwise it does extend off of property, so Public Works, strictly speaking, has no reason to be there. If we're detached and on the sidewalk, strictly speaking, Public Works would have the obligation to move it.
Right.
Right. Okay. Now they don't. So it's something that the property owner, needs to remove the obstruction from the sidewalk.
Okay. So have they responded? Have they been asked?
Not yet.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay. Councilman Phillips?
board members for planning and zoning, did we reach out to the three that were, or two that were still on there and get an answer from them?
I've talked to two of three. I haven't gotten the third one yet.
And are they still on? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't want to repeat in 2 weeks of what happened mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago.
Right, and Christy was going to parlay that information to them to let them know that they need to attend that meeting.
I realize they're volunteers, but is there an attendance requirement? Like they must attend 80% of the meetings or, you know, the kind of thing?
Okay. Yeah, the council's got, I know the council's got four meetings and then you're out.
We should do the same for the,
yeah,
especially
obviously
that committee
they can't
meeting,
get
especially
there.
For that board meeting. Right. Agreed.
And with that being said, what's the time frame on the appointing the fifth member to that committee?
Are we going to wait
we not
for
have
the
a
rest
vacancy
of the...
On that? I'm at, the no. reason I'm asking the rest of the committees don't have $500 million
project
that's
wings.
Breathing down our necks. So it seems to me if we're going to appoint somebody, we should
move that one along.
Move that along and get it going before they get coming, you know.
Right.
So after the planning meeting, I created a Google form, shared it with Kim. So it's ready to be published. If you want to publish it on the website, you just it lists all the different committees and it asks people, what are you interested in? And they fill it out, send it in, and we get the results. I wasn't going to publish it until...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think if you want to send the link to everybody,
yeah.
they can read
yeah.
through it, and then...
Or we can even look at it at the end of the meeting. Like,
yeah.
You know, and just... And then go from there.
Yeah, because you can send the link before we all leave, and everybody can... okay. Double check it, and then get it out there, because we do... I agree that one definitely needs to be filled sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
I think that's it.
Councilman Willoughby?
RFP for trash.
Can't wait. Okay. AKA, it's high on the priority list.
Just throwing it out there. But I know there's been a lot going on.
I can bring it back. The RFP we put out a year ago yielded results.
Mm-hmm.
They perhaps were not favorable results
mm-hmm.
as far as responses are concerned. It wasn't a bad RFP.
Right.
So... Strictly speaking, change the dates and bring it back.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good plan.
Are we allowed to tell you to change the dates and just publish it and vote on it now?
Yeah, I mean, it's administrative. I mean, it's not, you know, there's no...
We don't have to even authorize it.
It's not legislative. That's the legislative action is approved in the contract. So.
Sweet.
Yep. Works for me.
That's all I got.
All right, so I know Town Manager DeRay has asked about his evaluation. We will plan on doing that next meeting, so we will give you the, we'll send it out so you guys can at least see the scoring or the categories, right, so you can think about what we're going to do for the next meeting. Tomorrow night I will be talking to, Thursday night, we have Lions Club. I'll talk to them about the bicentennial celebration and letting them know. And then I am on the docket for the Historical Society for their first meeting in March and the Roartons Club. I've been asked to put on their agenda to start working on the bicentennial, at least getting the word out for those committees and have them start to think about what we're going to do, what we want to do, and getting some meetings scheduled for that group to get together. That's all I have. So can I get a motion to enter closed session, please?
I do have one quick thing, just to remind everyone about the CAM meeting on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock at Lions Hall.
As far as we know, as long as other people come.
Well, we'll just be...
we have pizza at Lions Hall.
But, yeah. Pizza and salad, $5 donation.
Anything else?
Nope, that was it. I just forgot that.
Okay, can I get a motion to go into closed session, please?
I make a motion that we go into closed session.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, folks.
See you all next time.
See ya. Thanks.
Take care, bud.
You too.